I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. As you no doubt know by now, the World Cup in South Africa is down to the final match, and just about everyone's got a prediction about who will win on Sunday, Spain or the Netherlands. Some of those predictions are a bit zany. For example, there's a parakeet in Singapore predicting a Dutch victory. And then there's the octopus named Paul, we asked you about in the GeoQuiz. Daniel Fye is a spokesman for the Sea Life Aquarium, and Daniel, I guess you're speaking on behalf of Paul the octopus, so does Paul also know what you're thinking right this very second?
Hello, Marco. Of course he does. He's got 9 brains, and I have only 1. How shall I think what he thinks? But no, probably he knows what everybody's saying.
Well, tell us, first of all, Daniel, where does Paul the octopus live?
Well, Paul the octopus is in a tank in our harbor in Oberhausen, which is in the western Germany. He's next to some marais, and he's feeling quite well. He has got his own tank, so there's no tank mate, but that is very important. Otherwise, he would eat up every other tank mate.
Okay, Oberhausen, the answer to our GeoQuiz. Who's he predicting for the match on Sunday?
Well, he is predicting on Germany. He went for Germany for the Uruguay-Germany game.
Right.
Yeah, and after that, he went for the final, and he chose Spain. So Spain will be the finalist. And I tell you, probably we wouldn't have to watch the game anymore because he was 100% right in his 6 predictions now.
You've got to explain for our listeners who may not have seen Paul the Octopus on television exactly how he goes about making his prediction.
Yeah, actually, it's easy to say. You've got 2 acrylic boxes, so plastic boxes you can look right through, so no room for cheating. And every box has a lid with holes in it, and located in these boxes is a piece of muscle, and of course the flags of the playing teams attached to the boxes. What Paul has to do now is to choose a box, take off the lid, and then get the muscle out and eat it. That's how he makes his prediction.
Daniel, how did you come up with this idea of asking an octopus to predict World Cup soccer games?
Well, an octopus is a very intelligent animal, and that's not a joke. He is very intelligent. You can compare this animal to a 2-year-old child. So he's very intelligent, and he has to be entertained somehow. So it's a kind of entertainment for him.
And Paul the octopus has become something of a sensation. I mean, TV stations broadcast live pictures today of it making its final prediction. But honestly, this is really a case of, you know, like those monkeys who beat stockbrokers in picking hot stocks. Why do you think the rational world is taking Paul so seriously?
On the one hand, he's a very interesting animal. He has not just 8 arms. He has 9 brains, blue blood. He has 6 predictions totally right, and even not just the outcome of the game, but also how the game will be. You know, the funny thing was, the German against the English game, he really went for the German box, put himself into the box, closed the lid on top of him as if he was ashamed of something, and we didn't know why. And after, we all saw the game between England and Germany, and we all know that the second goal was not given. And the funny thing is that he is originally from Weymouth, so he really was ashamed of that goal he knew before.
All right. So when he rightly predicted that Germany would lose to Spain in the semifinal, I mean, that could not have gone over too well with Germans, I mean, before and after that match.
Mm. Yeah, well, they were angry, and we got, of course, threatened mails. I'd like to have him in a pen and on Sunday, or give him to me, I'll keep him better than you are, but he won't survive, or something like this. But they were all humorous. What he also receives is emails like love letters from Spanish women, and who wouldn't love that?
Come on, you're kidding.
No, it's definitely like this, yes. And we read them to him.
I guess it's kind of like, you know, women who go after inmates or something. It's, you know, it's just not going to work out.
Well, we don't answer every mail. It's just too much for us. But some really nice letters, we just give the feedback that he's actually a quite old octopus. He's about 2.5 years old now, and he only will be about 3 years in the end, probably.
Are you also getting lots of requests for him to make predictions for other matches and for other things in life?
Yeah, definitely. What we get is not even requests for politic decisions, but also for lucky numbers, like, you know, like these to win money. I don't know how to call that in Boston, but in Germany it's like Lotto. But I don't really know if we should put so much pressure on him because he's such an old man. If he was human, he had a real long beard now.
Daniel Fei speaking on behalf of Paul the Octopus in Oberhausen, Germany, the answer to our GeoQuiz. Thank you very much, Daniel.
You're welcome indeed.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden.